All right, hey guys, welcome back to the Mandated Let's Talk About It podcast show. This is your host, Selwyn Robbins, once again, loving and always glad to have the pleasure to speak to you and before you. Hope to hear from you guys, as always. Man, it has been, how do I want to say? It's just been hot. It has just been hot here in North Texas, but just the same across not just the U.S., but also the world. This heat has been totally ridiculous. You know, right now, I want to say in the U.K., they've been fighting forest fires, which is honestly something surreal to me because I can't say that I've actually heard anything like that across the water, but you know, nonetheless, heat does a lot of things. One thing it definitely does is makes us stay inside. So I hope you have been able to stay hydrated with water and stay in the shade, if not in the air conditioned environment, to keep yourself safe as well as your family and coworkers. So by all means, continue to take the precautions that you need to so that you can have another day. You know, I think the last episode I had mentioned that had came across somebody at work that was fighting a heat stroke. Well, it turned out they were actually having a big anxiety attack. So nonetheless, I want to say on this note, please take care of your mental state. Please take care of your mental state. It's such a big topic right now, and I'm glad it is, because many of us, men and women alike, are not taking stock of where we are at the end of each day. You know, for my wife and I, when we finish our day's job, you know, we come home and we always check in with each other on how the day went. But more importantly, my wife really likes to lead this this particular part of it, and just asking the question, you know, how are you doing? And when she says that, you know, she's really referring to my whole being, you know, not just my physical body, my spiritual, but my mental just as well. And, you know, we do this back and forth for each other because, you know, you never know what somebody's going through throughout the day, what they've had to deal with even beforehand coming into that present time. And it's unfortunate that we take too long to talk about the things that are happening, good or bad. You know, I don't want to put a negative connotation on this, because the good just as well relates to our mental health. You know, when we got good things going on, it helps us to breathe better, live better, feel better about our bodies and the things that are going on. So we have to have, for lack of a better word, a balance in that just as well. So nonetheless, take stock of where you are mentally before you go to bed. When you wake up in the morning, think about, and this is something I do, when I wake up, I'm thinking about the things that I'm about to encounter for the next 8 hours or so. And that is even including my drive to work. I'm normally taking the same route, though I have probably two other options that I can access if I want to. But I know that from the time I get in my vehicle to work, I'm gonna have to deal with traffic, but not just traffic, deal with the mental state of other people that, you know, they're trying to get the same place for the most part that I am. They have an A and B, you know, leaving one place, going to the next. So everybody's in this hustle and bustle. And then, you know, in that, I think about as I go into the door of my job, you know, the people that I'm about to encounter, what will be in store for me that day as far as the workload and all of that. So this relates to our focus, our mental well-being. So by all means, take stock of it. All right. Okay. So, hey, I want to talk to you real quick about something that actually just came to mind this morning as I was going to work. Nonetheless, you know, I had woke up maybe about, oh my God, I think it was like 3 o'clock. My alarm doesn't go off until 5. So I stayed up just a little bit, I think, because I couldn't go immediately back to sleep. And I want to say I was just looking at something that was educational. So when I got up at my regular time, actually a little bit before, I was already motivated, ready to go. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna do something a little different this morning, actually something I haven't done in a while. And that is to listen to something that's motivational. Because normally I'll put on the radio and listen to NPR, which I love the stories that NPR brings. So I'll kind of catch up on events. But today I said, you know what, I need to get fed by something different. So, you know, on my way to work, I pull up a video from Motiversity. You can find this on YouTube. And they have different compilations of various motivational speakers. No matter the age, there's always something you can find that can inspire you. And this particular one had Eric Thomas. Eric Thomas is, I want to say, the number one motivational speaker there is today. Awesome gentleman, very powerful, very focused in what he's doing about helping other people. And he just has this commanding voice about him. And, you know, as I put that, or as I was listening to that, trying to get motivated for today, I got motivated. But a thought came to me, and this is one what I want to expound on a little bit, is that at some point in time, you're going to have to stop listening to the motivational speakers and become the motivation. And this is what I mean. And actually, I want to put a little background to this from a scripture. In 1 Samuel 30 and 6, it says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David," listen to this, "but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." And this is what I want to just get into real quick, is that this particular scripture came on the cusp of David and the children of Israel being attacked by another kingdom. And that kingdom, I think it was Ziklag, had taken their women, taken their children, and destroyed their home while David and his men were all fighting another war. So as they came back, nobody was there for them, nobody around at all. So naturally, in this time, the blame was on David, or the responsibility weighed on David. So he had to do what he needed to do for not only himself, but for his men and their families. But David encouraged himself. And I want to tie this into motivation. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So tying this into motivation is that you have been listening to motivational speakers, going to conferences, finding online material that you can absorb, right? And you've been absorbing it. You've been utilizing it. You're being fed through all of this, right? But there has to come a time where you need to pour that out. And that, this is what I mean, is that you could take in so much before you have to let it out. What's the sense of being motivated and you don't motivate another person? What's the sense of being motivated and you can't motivate yourself? This is what the foundation of this particular movement is that at some point you have got to get up. You have to quicken yourself. That is, make yourself alive in the very thing that you need to do, because nobody else is going to do it for you. They can speak to you, but you are the one that's going to have to do the work. And there are going to come times, going back to the scripture, there are going to come times where you are challenged outside of you, right? That's where some of the challenges go. Some other challenges are internal. And that is the biggest struggle I think that any of us have, is fighting the person within. But David encouraged himself. Now, he encouraged himself in the Lord. So it was the Lord that was feeding him. It was the Lord that was supporting him. It was the Lord that was his resource for the energy and movement that he needed. So God has been filling him with himself, with his love, with his mercy, with his grace, with his war, with his love, with his tenderness. All of that has been fed into David. Now it's up to David to pour all of that out. Now it's up to you in motivating yourself, encouraging yourself, believing in yourself, taking a chance. I love this part, taking a chance on yourself and moving forward. I don't want you to continue to just say, I'm gonna listen to this motivational speaker today, and then tonight I'm gonna listen to another one. That's all fine and dandy, but dandy, but at some point in time, you've got to put that down and say, what is it that I have in me right now, right here, that I can let out and become that motivation for myself and the motivation for others? I was telling a coworker this, two coworkers this over the past 2 months, is that remember that you can always teach and you always have to be in a position to be taught, right? Don't discount what you know, because what you know, somebody else needs to know. And this is the thing, going back to this, is that you have this knowledge, you have this information that needs to be used and needs to be shared. Can't keep it to yourself, because there are a lot of things in this world that cannot be done until you get involved. And when you get involved, you'll see it moving. So when it comes to motivation, it's great that you want to get connected to all these people and organizations, but it all comes down to you and what you're going to do. I don't want you to lose sight of your goals or your plans by any means, right? But remember, it's your goals, your plans. That means you're in the midst of it, and you got to be centered for what you got to do. This was a quick word. I know you were expecting a little bit more, but I just wanted to drop this nugget to you real quick of understanding how your motivation has to be brought up, made alive, quickened, that is, for what you are called to do. All right, guys, this is Selwyn Robbins. Once again, I want to leave you with the scripture. It is 1 Samuel 30:6. At the end of it, it says, "But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." All right. Are you encouraged? Are you motivated? Are you energized? Are you ready? Are you focused? Are you committed to what you have to do? Because there are other people counting on you.